Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting on site from the MBAA convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Broad Spectrum business jet services firm Jet Aviation is now realizing the benefits from its management overhaul earlier this year. We met up with its CEO, Peter Edwards, here at the show to get his take on his first 100 days at the helm of Jet Aviation, as well as where the aircraft charter, management, maintenance, and completions company is headed in the future.
Well, the first 100 days have been a very exciting period. It took some time to settle into the role, to relocate to Zurich, Switzerland, where our head offices are located. But now that's been done, and it's given me time to take a good look inside the organization and understand what we're doing well and to take a look at the market context at the moment and make sure that we fully understood that as well, and so we could measure that against our future plans.
Speaking of future plans, what are your future plans? Where are your growth areas? How are you managing the growth?
Well, we have two primary components to our coming growth. Much of that's been announced in various locations. And what we plan to do right now is to continue to grow our completion capacity, in particular, and our maintenance capacity in our two primary centers in Basel, Switzerland, and St. Louis. In addition to that, the very substantial upgrades of those facilities, we're looking at an expansion of our maintenance capability in terms of FBO and line maintenance facilities around the world to handle some of the rapid growth outside of the North American market that the OEMs are experiencing right now.
How has the transition gone from family-owned business to a privately-owned business, and what challenges have you seen from that?
Well, this company has been a terrific business since its founding in 1967 as a family-held enterprise, and it stuck very, very fiercely to its core competencies and delivering a high-quality product, and I give the organization great credit for that. What needed to be done, however, in this particular period that we're in now is we needed to grow. And in order to grow, we needed to modernize the company and its processes and its way of doing business. And that's been a very, very interesting exercise. I think we've come very far this year and certainly over the course of the summer in identifying the many areas inside the business that where we felt we could make progress and streamline operations and just get prepared for the road ahead, because we're growing rapidly, and we're going to be a much larger corporation in the years ahead.
Now, you brought some new people in. Can you tell us about the new management and what the style is and what you hope to achieve?
Well, I have, for an organization of this size, we have a very, very experienced management team, a very talented management team. We're primarily organized into two essential organizations, the Americas, which is the North and South America, and the what we call EMEA, the Europe, Middle East, Asia organization. Under Jim Ziegler, who's running as COO, he's running our U.S. and Americas operation, and Andre Vall is running the rest of the world effectively. And these two gentlemen are very experienced executives, very fast movers, and very, very capable managers, and I think with that team in place, plus the balance of the senior management team, we've got probably the strongest management team in place in the industry today in the services sector. I'm very, very proud of the team that we've been able to put together.
Now, you announced a relationship with JetCraft today. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, the JetCraft relationship fills an important requirement in our service delivery. The JetCraft Trading, as we've named it, will be an independent, what I call an adjacent enterprise, that will take care of the sales of aircraft, managing aircraft acquisitions and disposals, and taking care of things that were not ordinarily addressed inside of our service delivery. We wanted to do that with a high-quality partner and to do it in with a partner that valued relationships as much as we do. And we think we put together a good partnership. We think we've structured it the right way to give it independence from the rest of the organization. And we're looking forward to having this organization make a significant contribution to our overall service delivery going forward.
Can you tell us a little bit about the MRO and completion side and the demand that you're seeing on that?
Well, the demand on the completion side is just is astonishing, and it will go out. It goes out for many years. We continue to try to address the highest quality projects, the most interesting projects, in particular the high-end Boeing products, the new 787, which we've announced our first LOI. We've done a lot of work on that program, but we're handling 747s, A340s, and other large aircraft as well, so in addition to BBJs and ACJs. So we've got a very, very robust pipeline of high-end quality projects coming down the line, and that's a terrific place to be. At the same time, the business aircraft component of that, the Falcons, the Bombardier products, we've extended our relationships there, and we're doing more and more airplanes for the OEMs on long-term arrangements, which we find as great stabilizers. And it's allowed us to do a better job of our forward planning in those areas and to really do a good job serving those OEMs. And we want to make sure that we're successful so that they can be successful and deliver a quality product to their customers. And that's the completion side. On the maintenance side, we're going to continue to grow around the world. There's been a tremendous shift of maintenance demand outside of the North American market and outside the traditional market in Europe as well, because the OEMs are selling aircraft in places that they never did before and in numbers that have never been seen before. So what our role is with the OEM community is to make sure that we get the capabilities out there into the field to the standards that are jet aviation standards, so that they know that they've got a solid base from which to operate in developing those new markets for their products. And we feel that that's the important role that we have to play with the OEMs to help fuel their success.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, reporting from the NBAA Convention in Atlanta, Georgia. To get more news from the NBAA Convention, go to www.ainonline.com. And for the latest video coverage of the NBAA Convention, go to www.aintv.com.